Welcome to Podcast for Young Philosophers and IB Theory of Knowledge Students. This is Doug McManaman coming to you from Southern Ontario, Canada. A note on perspective. You know, we often hear others say things like each person has his or her own perspective. And of course, that is true. All of us see the world from our own unique perspective, our own unique vantage point. But think about what a perspective is. I see you from a particular and limited perspective, namely the perspective of a teacher, if you're a student in my class. So I see you within a student-teacher relation. Your mother sees you from another perspective, namely that of a mother. A perspective gives us an angle on things. And as a result of that perspective, we can see things that we would otherwise miss. For example, if you've never been to the CN Tower, then you haven't seen Toronto from the perspective of the CN Tower. And when you finally do, you see the same thing, namely the city of Toronto, but from a new perspective. This new perspective provides you with information that you otherwise would not have had. So too, your mother has information that I don't have because her perspective is not my perspective, but I have information that she does not have, all as a result of the unique perspective of a teacher in the classroom reading your work. That is why your parents would come for parent-teacher interviews, because she knows I have information she does not have. What does all this mean? It means that having a perspective means having information. You see the world from a different perspective than I do. And so you have information that I don't have. That's the reason why we need to listen to one another. New information can change the plausibility of our inferences. There is nothing more irrational than closed-mindedness. Nothing more irrational than a highly opinionated dogmatism that places complete confidence in one's own perspective. Our perspective is limited, and yet we need it to be enlarged continually. The unique problem with today's world is precisely this overconfidence and refusal to take in the perspectives of others, to regard those who hold different views than ours as fools. Perspective means information. Some information may not be entirely relevant, and so a person's perspective may not be relevant, at least relevant to the problem we are trying to solve. But some information may very well alter the plausibility of an alternative that I have settled upon, and you may have that information. And so your perspective is highly relevant.